The old bait and switch. I'm going to put out a warning to anyone who's just starting out in their networking practice. Please be aware of the bait and switchers. These are folks who give networking a bad name because they invite their victims to an event or to a one-to-one meeting with the goal of wrestling them to the ground in order to sell to them. I had one gentleman invite my wife and I out to breakfast to get to know us better. When we arrived, he had a multi-page questionnaire which included detailed questions about our current financial state. It turns out, he was trying to get us to hire him as our financial planner. Really? And you think we're going to trust you with our money on a first meeting? I don't think so. Then there was the guy who invited me out to lunch again, ostensibly for the purpose of seeing how we could network together. When I got there, though, he tried to put the hard sell on me to join his multi-level marketing downline. Do people still respond to that kind of manipulation? An acquaintance of mine told me of a time that she attended what was billed as a monthly networking event. When she arrived, the host turned the event into an opportunity to sell his line of self-help videos. Needless to say, she didn't stick around for the rest of the session. This is the dark side of networking. This is where duplicitous shills cast their net in hopes of snagging fresh meat to throw in the grinder. If you think they're acting this way out of ignorance, the best thing you can do is stop them and ask who they're trying to reach and how you can help. Help them to understand that an advocate in their corner can bring them more business than they can on their own. If, however, they are acting with full knowledge of the deceit they are practicing, get the word out. Let folks know that they are walking into a bad situation. Don't worry about losing the goodwill of the bait and switcher. A relationship with them simply isn't worth the trouble.